KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports college basketball news, Dayton star Obi Toppin is the lone unanimous first-team choice to the Associated Press College Basketball All-America team. Toppin is Dayton's first-team All-American after averaging 20 points, 7.0 rebounds, and shooting 63% in a breakout season. The 6'9" sophomore helped the third-ranked Flyers match the program's highest ranking in the final AP Top 25. Toppin is joined on the first team by Iowa's Luca Garza, Marquette's Marcus Howard, Miles Powell of Seton Hall, and Oregon's Peyton Pritchard. Georgia guard Anthony Edwards has announced his plans to enter the NBA draft after leading all NCAA freshmen in scoring. Edwards' spot in the next NBA draft was expected even before he played his first game for the Bulldogs. The Atlanta product was one of the nation's top recruits last season and has been regarded as one of the top draft prospects. The 6'5" Edwards averaged 19.1 points and 5.2 rebounds for the Bulldogs. Loyola Marymount has hired Stan Johnson as its basketball coach, replacing Mike Dunlap. Johnson spent the last 5 years at Marquette, most recently as associate head coach. The Golden Eagles reached the NCAA tournament in 2017 and 2019. He was also on coaching staffs at Arizona State, Drake, Utah, and Cal State Northridge. Dunlap was dismissed on March the 8th after going 81-108 in six seasons. North Florida and men's basketball coach Matthew Driscoll have reached an agreement on a 3-year contract extension that runs through 2025. Driscoll has spent the last 11 seasons at UNF and led the Ospreys to the NCAA tournament in 2015. He is 184-179 at UNF with 105 of those wins coming in Atlantic Sun Conference play. UAB has hired former Mississippi coach Andy Kennedy to lead its basketball team, giving him a 6-year contract. The school didn't disclose contract details, and the hiring pends officials' approval by the University of Alabama System Board of Trustees. Kennedy will replace Robert Aisen, who lasted 4 seasons as the Blazers head coach, if the agreement is approved. In the NBA, former Milwaukee Bucks general manager and Wisconsin men's basketball coach John Erickson has died at the age of 92. Erickson served as the Bucks general manager from 1968 to 70. He was in that role when the Bucks won a coin flip with the Phoenix Suns and earned the right to select eventual NBA career scoring leader Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, then known as Lou Alcindor, with the first pick in the 1969 NBA draft. In college football action, a federal judge has recommended that a former Michigan State football staff member's claims against former Spartans football coach Mark D'Antonio, former athletic director Mark Hollis, and former school president Lou Anna Simon should be dismissed. Curtis Blackwell filed a lawsuit in November of 2018 claiming his employment agreement was violated when he was disciplined while the school addressed sexual assault allegations against 3 players in 2017. D'Antonio, Hollis, and Simon were named as defendants in the suit. 2 MSU police detectives were also named as defendants. Magistrate Judge Sally J. Barron said in a filing that a case against D'Antonio, Hollis, and Simon appears to have been prosecuted for an improper purpose and should be dismissed. Barron did not recommend dismissing the claims against the detectives, though. In the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs have agreed to a 1-year contract with former New York Giants cornerback Antonio Hamilton, the first deal made by the Super Bowl champion since the start of free agency earlier this week. Kansas City entered the market desperate for help in the defensive backfield after losing Kendall Fuller, Morris Claiborne, and Bashaud Breeland to free agency. Fuller and Breeland, in particular, were crucial to a defensive turnaround under new coordinator Steve Spagnuolo that helped to deliver the Chiefs their first Super Bowl title since 1970. 6-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady has signed a 2-year contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, saying he's embarking on a new football journey. The 42-year-old quarterback, who spent the first 20 years of his career with the Patriots in New England, announced his decision Friday in an Instagram post and thanked the Bucs for the opportunity. The deal guarantees $50 million and includes a $10 million signing bonus and $15 million salary for 2020. The New York Jets are bringing back linebacker Neville Hewitt and cornerback Arthur Millett. Both filled in as solid starters last season after injuries to other players. Agent Drew Rosenhaus told the Associated Press Friday that Hewitt is re-signing on a 1-year deal worth $2 million. Hewitt was a valuable backup-turned-starter last year for the Jets at inside linebacker after season-ending injuries to Avery Williamson and C.J. Mosley. Millett was re-signed to a 1-year deal after New York did not tender him as a restricted free agent and making him an unrestricted free agent. Running back Todd Gurley has accepted a contract with the Falcons one day after being released by the L.A. Rams. One-year, $6 million agreement was confirmed at the Associated Press by a person familiar with the deal, who says also that Gurley needs to pass a physical. Gurley rushed for more than 1,000 yards in three of his five seasons with the Rams, but he ran for a career-low 857 yards last year. The Buffalo Bills have confirmed they're acquiring receiver Stephon Diggs in a multi-draft pick with the Vikings. The trade was agreed to Monday and announced yesterday by both teams. Minnesota gets four draft choices, including the 22nd overall in the upcoming draft. Diggs has topped 1,000 yards receiving in each of his past 2 years. The Pittsburgh Steelers have agreed to terms with veteran tight end Eric Ebron, giving quarterback Ben Roethlisberger another proven red zone target. Ebron reached the Pro Bowl in 2018 while catching 13 touchdowns, but was limited most of last season while battling an ankle injury. The Steelers also agreed to terms with guard Stefan Wisniewski, a Pittsburgh native. The Denver Broncos have worked out a 2-year deal with former Chargers running back Melvin Gordon. A person with knowledge of the deal told the Associated Press it's worth $16 million, with all but $2.5 million guaranteed. Two-time Pro Bowl selection has 36 rushing touchdowns over the last 4 seasons and 47 touchdowns overall. Gordon totaled 908 scrimmage yards after recording over 1,200 scrimmage yards in 3 straight seasons from 2016 to 2018. Saints left guard Andres Pete has agreed to a 5-year, $57.5 million contract that keeps him in New Orleans. The package virtually ensures the entire 2019 starting offensive line will return for the Saints. The Cowboys are bringing back several of their depth players, reaching agreements with linebackers Joe Thomas and Justin March. Dallas also re-signed offensive lineman Joe Looney and worked out a deal with safety Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. The defensive end Everson Griffin and his agent say they were unable to come to contract terms with the Vikings due to salary cap constraints. Griffin is the longest tenured player on the Vikes, having played 10 seasons in purple and recording 8 sacks in 2019. That's a look at sports this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.